Extreme heat has arrived in the Philadelphia region, and medical workers at public outdoor venues like the FIFA World Cup Fan Fest are preparing to treat those cases of heat illnesses and other complications. WHYY's Nicole Leonard went to Lemon Hill Wednesday and spoke to Penn Medicine doctors and nurses in the medical tent.
Emergency physician Dr. Jonathan Barr holds open flaps to a large white tent on the festival grounds. This is where patients will come if they're feeling sick from the heat.
From here, you then get checked in.
Anybody know how many medic units I have today?
And you'll enter one of the treatment areas.
It's still early, so there aren't any patients in the medical tent right now, but Barr and his team are ready. In the far corner of the tent, a small treatment area surrounded by privacy walls has a large gray tub. It'll get filled with water and ice to treat anyone with heat stroke, the most serious kind of heat illness.
So that means either confusion, altered mental status, seizures, or even coma. The heat stroke patients need to be dumped. So essentially, you'll get put in here, and the goal is to cool you to a core temperature of 102, and then take you to the hospital.
The medical team here hasn't had to use the tub yet, but Barr said he's worried about the extremely high temperatures and humidity in the forecast this week. Hydration will be key to avoiding heat-related medical issues. Seniors and very young children are most at risk of heat illness, as well as people who take certain medications like beta blockers or Benadryl.
And those medicines, they impair your ability to sweat, and then you're more risk to get heat-related illness because that's your body's natural cooling, and if you can't sweat, you can't cool off and you're more at risk.
FIFA officials announced that they're shifting fan festival hours this week to keep people away from the outdoor venue during the hottest hours of the afternoon. Barr hopes that'll help in preventing serious cases of heat illness and keep World Cup spectators safe. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.